Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back to Tell Like It Is. We are back to Drive You Nuts. We are back to praise how great I am. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the king of king himself, to sweethearts of all sweethearts.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Enough talking about me. Let's talk about me now. I am the hot rod. And on the phone line, I have, you know.
Yeah, you know. Sean Black in the building for episode 150. And I am, yes, in the building. Yeah. I don't think the people wanted to hear you yawn. I think the people wanted to be pissed off. So.
Oh, okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know the number. 347-989-8402. The number once again is 347-989-8402.
See what happens? That's what happens when you're sober.
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. Being sober sucks. That's one confession I would tell my 10,000 listeners out there. Being sober sucks. There's no secret. I love to drink. I love to party. But I'm a family man now, so something changes. So be it. But Sean Black, for the 150th time, do you want to take it easy and not piss people off tonight?
You know what? You really do sound like sober sucks.
Yeah, I do. I'm not the hot rod.
Oh, bro.
I'm regular Rodney. Well, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, also I have Tisha on the line. Hello, Tisha.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
Oh. Well, thank you for joining us.
No extravagant opening. No,
you know,
no narrated, written down.
Yeah. No, with Tisha, I have to be careful with her compared to Anisha B. Anisha B, I could curse her out. I could get away with it. With Tisha, if I make fun of her, she will come back and kill me for real. So I have to be careful. So,
no, I won't. I'm so nice, so stop.
See, that's the thing. At least Anisha is out and mean in the open to me. With her, she sounds nice over the phone. But in person, as you saw 2 weeks ago, John Black, she slapped me. So I have to be careful.
No, I did not.
Well, see, I will inform Anitra, and we'll see what happens from there. I actually hung out with her over the weekend. She's ready to kick your butt when she sees you. So there.
Excuse me. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this big Valentine's Day week is coming up soon, blah, 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 all that lovey-dovey stuff. But before I get into that, Tisha, this weekend, 50 Shades Free, the trilogy of 50 Shades of Grey, whatever that movie is, was number one over the weekend, and that made over $38 million. But as we've been talking on the show in this past year of the Me Too movement, Time's Up, and women's rights, yada, 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 I'm not saying it for me, but someone brought this question up to me. Do you think a movie like 50 Shades of Grey is sending out the wrong message at the wrong time with the, like I said earlier, the Me Too movement, like the women's rights? Like, we all know what the movie's about sexually and all that sexual content. Do you think it's sending out a wrong message out to the people?
No, coming from a place of, like, great writing and journalism and things like that, no, I don't think so. I mean, sex sells. Sex has been selling for so long. How many, like, erotic books have we read growing up? I don't know. So I think it's actually great. I don't think one has anything to do with the other in that sense.
Yeah, but you have a male being very. I'm just throwing it out there. I never saw the movie. Nor do I care. You know, I did my 50 Shades of Grey. I got two kids out of it, so I'm okay. But besides that,
you knew that was coming.
But no, you have, like, you know, the whips and chains and all sexual dominance, and you know we all talk about how sexual assault. A lot of sexual predators on the rise now. So you have females who want to go see the movie for entertainment pleasure, I'm assuming. But at the same time, you go out protesting all women's rights, blah, 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 blah. So, like, wait a minute. you go watch entertainment, but you hear what a woman being touched or whatever, or the story, quote unquote, everybody's out on the uprise. So you don't think that's like a semi-oxymoron?
No, I still think one does not have anything to do with the other. I mean, what you enjoy in your private life is your business. One is talking about sexual assault as far as the Me Too movement and so forth versus this movie that's based on what somebody likes behind closed doors. You know what I mean? So I don't think one has anything to do with the other. And it's like every time we touch a base on something dealing with women and sex, this Me Too movement has to come up, you know what I mean? Or Time Up has to come up. Why is that? If we're talking about a guy, let's say if we're going to go see a sexual assault movie, then sure, we can talk about the Me Too movement. But we're talking about, like, erotica right now and sexual pleasure, something that's private and things like that that they turned into this movie. Obviously, the first one must have did great. So they decided to do a second one. I don't think it's so much so linked, you know, to one and the other. That's just in my opinion.
I think I bring this up because, as all the time, you hear, and this is going to Sean Black, you hear when there's violence on the street or they relate to video games. Or, you know, wrestlers. We're huge wrestler fans. You see people wrestle. Or they base something that happened in real life to entertainment, televisions, and movies. And I know you heard the stories about video games for a long time when Grand Theft Auto came out. Everybody was, like, going crazy. Oh, it's too violent for the kids and for the adults. And people try to portray that in life. That's where this question come about. What's your thoughts about that?
If I'm looking at the movie, I'm not going to conflate the subject matter of a movie, which is basically about a woman losing her inhibitions to other avenues of sexual pleasure. Like you were talking about dominatrixes and whips and chains and all of the other things, which falls into a lot of sex play for other people. But to conflate that with the Me Too movement is a bit of a stretch. It's a form of entertainment for mostly women because it was aimed at women, but there are guys that are into this stuff too. I saw the first movie when it came on cable. I haven't seen the second, and I'm not going to see the third, I don't think.
I did not ask you for any of that, Sean. I really did not. I don't care, okay?
Yeah, that's my point. I only watched the movie because out of the curiosity of hearing everybody that I know that read the book. I wanted to see what the big fuss was over. And I've seen much better, as far as I'm concerned, with watching other regular, normal movies that I've seen in, you know, like Fatal Attraction, things of that nature. So
right.
That, from that sense, the 50 Shades of Grey movie didn't do anything for me. I don't necessarily care for that subject matter of movie per se. But there are other books after this initial three books came out. The author actually did a retelling of all three of these stories based on the main character's point of view. So it's kind of like you're seeing the books and the movies from the female character and what she goes through, and then the newer books are seeing it from his point of view. That is mostly a different argument. I don't think there's anything wrong with the subject matter per se, but I don't think it has anything to do with being hypocritical or sparking some sort of bigger movement that's not there from those movies, from that form of entertainment. Because we talked about the sex dolls and all the other stuff that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. It's pretty much the same kind of ideal. Whatever floats your boat, gets you excited, if that's what you're into, then so be it. At least there's an avenue and there's a channel for you to be able to enjoy that kind of entertainment if that's what you're into.
Oh, I'm sorry. My producer's calling you a bluff on that statement, but I will move on.
Okay.
No, he don't believe you at all. He believes that you really enjoyed the movie, and he probably saw it like 10 times, but that's another story.
Right.
For another day. But I'll talk about Valentine's coming up. Okay, you guys know how I feel about holidays and celebrations and all that other nonsense. But as Tisha, not to get too personal about your life, do you think
yes,
Valentine's is worth?
Yes. I said, yes, party pooper, yes, tell us.
Of course. I'm like, do you think Valentine's Day is for young people now, or is it's like most adults I talk to right now, like, they don't want to be bothered. You know, some guys like, oh, Valentine's Day, I have to go out and buy something for my loved one just to keep her mouth shut. Not to show that we love them, but to keep the woman's mouth shut. Do you think, or as old as we get, we should still celebrate Valentine's Day?
You know, it's interesting with that question. Well, first with Valentine's Day, to me, it's a nice marketing day, one day out of the year, just like any other holiday, to sell wonderful goods. But you should show that love all throughout the year. Like this year, me, myself, I'm more into it with my daughter, and I'm like doing, you know, Valentine's Day arts and crafts and things like that, and she actually enjoys that. So that actually has me in the spirit of the day. But aside from that, it's like that should be shown, you know, pretty much every day or once a week, whatever floats people boat, but it shouldn't just be that just one day.
Just one day, but like, okay, as young kids, we all went out away buying flowers and teddy bears and all that stuff. But even guys of my age, we all talk to each other, we all bitch and complain at how much money we gotta spend and to keep the girls happy, blah, blah, blah. And some of us are just like, screw it, you know. Why do you have to be Valentine's Day? Why should I buy you flowers that's worth 10 times more than it was 2 days ago just to show you that I care about you or love you?
But why not?
That
it's like
kind
of putting
point.
A, it's like putting an extra stamp on your love. I don't know. For that one day, you can't just be a little extra with it?
No, I got child support, okay? I got bills to pay, okay? I got support.
Come
my
on,
kids.
Rodney.
I got kids to feed. All right? I don't,
an extra box
you guys
of chocolate,
know,
you just can't.
No, I just came from two kids' birthday parties and Christmas, and I got to feed Sean, too. I can't do any more stuff for other people, all right? Sean, I know you have something to say. Go
ahead.
You
have to put some kind of food in your stomach at some point.
Yes, the lime or the lemon I get with my drink. Go on.
Yeah. We're looking at, as far as I'm concerned, a man-made holiday that was chosen based on traditions in the past, because it was at first looked at as a religious holiday as far as the tradition of it. And it's used for the most part, just like you said, just like Christmas, just like Easter and certain other holidays, where it's so much, it has been so commercialized away from its origin. I mean, in general, there's over almost 200 million Valentine's Day cards. And the average person that spends on Valentine's Day is usually spending over $100 per person. So that's not necessarily what Valentine's Day is supposed to be. I personally believe if you're going to celebrate your significant other,
that's a
why
shocker.
Do you need one day out of the year to do it? If you supposedly are in love with someone, or you want to show your appreciation for somebody, a friend, a wife, a husband, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whatever, a side piece, as some people do, why on earth would you wait until Valentine's Day to actually do that? And I think that's the main problem, especially in America, when it comes to this, because that's the only time something is, oh, I want to take my wife out, oh, I want to take my girlfriend out, I want to do this, I want to do it. Well, when day? Valentine's Day. Why do it on Valentine's Day? Why not do it every day?
And I think that's why I'm aiming at overall. Like, there's nothing wrong supporting or buying stuff for you, you know, stuff for your partner, but why do you have to be forced on that particular day to show your love, knowing that 10 times as much? You go to all these restaurants, it's overbooked, you know. Like, as you guys know, for Mother's Day, I'm not going to take my mother out on Mother's Day. Why? Everywhere's packed and crowded. You're not going to enjoy yourself waiting 3 hours in a restaurant to sit down for 30 minutes and they kick you out. What is the point? To show your mother that I love you and we'll spend $200 on a meal that we're not going to enjoy ourselves, really?
And
I'm just saying.
You know, that's part of that whole commercialization that I was just talking about. It's the same thing. Like you just said, with Mother's Day, that's another big day. Father's Day doesn't get as much anywhere near the same thought process as far as holidays or recognizing somebody, how much you love this person. But when you're looking at Valentine's Day, you look at Mother's Day, you fall into the advertisements and you fall into what they have. You know, you go to a pharmacy or you go to a supermarket or you go to a store and they're always telling you buy cars, buy candy, buy flowers, et cetera, et cetera. And all of us at various parts of our lives have fallen into that, including myself. I proposed to my now ex-wife on Valentine's Day, mostly because you think it's a day that's going to be remembered, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the way that I think Americans are accustomed to celebrating what they should do with a particular person. So I guess that's what you have to overcome nowadays.
And then we could say the same thing for we could also say the same thing for Thanksgiving. Why do we wait till Thanksgiving just to spend that one day with the turkey and the big dinner and everything, you know, for our family, or Christmas to finally go Christmas shopping and get all these wonderful gifts? It's all, like Sean said, commercialized. It's to me how you enjoy that day or how you spend that day with your significant other as far as Valentine's Day is up to you. Me, as I've gotten older, you know, when you were younger, it was all about love, 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 and this, that, the other. But now I just look at it as it's another day. There's cute things out there. I like chocolate. I like balloons. I like roses. But, you know, you can get that on any other day other than Valentine's Day as well. So to the guys that's listening, roses are not just for Valentine's Day.
Exactly. No. Tisha, before I go to UK, though, I got you. I will buy you chocolate and all that stuff when it's 35% off at the stores, okay? I'm just saying, you know.
So you get it
kids.
The day after that.
Of course. Come on, that's the best way to do it. I'm not.
Yes.
Why should I? Okay,
a funny story, the hot rod actually gets bags and bags and bags of candy the day after Valentine's Day, and then he just gives them to people that he doesn't hear. Candy, here, take some candy. That's, I love you so much, candy. So that's exactly what he does. And I have another friend who does the exact same thing. So, hey.
Okay, I did my part. But K-Dog, you're a lovey-dovey sucker. Entertain me. And please, before
hey,
I talk, K-Dog, just say hello. No, I don't need no damn long introduction to everybody on the panel. Just say hello
anyway,
and
like
go
I
to
was
your
saying,
point.
Like I was saying, shut up. Anyway, listen, look. What's up, everybody? How you doing? How you doing? Good evening.
Hey,
good evening.
What's going on?
What's up, Steve? What's up, Sean? What's up, Hot Rod? Now, listen, look. I could understand, like, Valentine's Day. For me, this year is just going to be another day. I'm just going to go to work, and that's it. I don't need to be celebrating nothing. But, however, when I was in a relationship, I would show my affection. Not just – I would show my affection on any day. On any day, I would send a surprise of flowers. I would send a nice note and stuff like that. You know, you just show the person that you love them, not just on one day, but, you know, show your love and appreciation every day. You don't need a special day to show it, because, you know what, the best thing to do for a person is to celebrate them. It may sound mushy, but you understand what I'm saying. Whatever it is, if she's good to you, hey, celebrate her. As long as she ain't giving you no damn headaches, that's it. That's how I feel.
Whoa. Excuse me.
I don't know who sounds grumpier tonight, Rodney or K-Dog.
Yeah, I'm about to say. I'm like,
I ain't grumpy. I mean,
I'm sorry, K-Dog. You're just trying to give a good example, but you throw something underneath the bus right after that. Like, have a nice day,
because...
but go kill yourself.
look, I'm just keeping it real, all right? Because, hey, listen, look. I'm just keeping it real.
If you need a Valentine's Day person, I'd be happy to jump in and be your Valentine this week if you
what
need
the
someone.
Hell? If you know everybody. You know. I have people trying to. But I'm like, man, listen, look, no. As a matter of fact, none of them are my type, man. I mean, come on now. Look.
Okay.
Okay, so you grumpy tonight. You grumpy grumpster.
Okay.
Hot Rod, just remember.
I ain't grumpy.
Day that's supposed to get celebrated, if you remember this from a couple years back, is Steak and BJ Day. You remember that? It's supposed to be the male equivalent of Valentine's Day.
Yes.
That's supposed to be March 14th. I don't know if it still goes on, but.
I haven't heard about it in years, man. I haven't heard about it in years.
All right, Kato, calm down. We know. It's okay. All right. On to the next topic. The reason why we talk about relationships. Sean.
It's you, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I just want to make sure my baby mama John was sleeping. You know, she don't hear any of the conversation. But
look, it's best that people don't hear, because you know what I'm about to. No, but I'm. Come on, man. I ain't no hater. Please.
No. All right, K-Dog, calm down.
I'll apologize for the hot rod, even though he won't do it himself. You're good. Just relax. Okay.
Yeah, I know. I'll do it.
Do not lie to K-Dog. There's something wrong with him tonight. He's angry.
There's something wrong.
It's okay. Wow. All right.
Are you sober tonight, hot rod?
Yes, I am. What
the hell? This is a shocker. Are you serious?
Yes, he is sober.
Okay.
Wow, man. It's about to rain. Is there going to be a thunderstorm tonight?
Okay.
Why does it sound like you guys switch places or something tonight? What's going on?
Listen,
who's cool tonight?
No. I don't know. Kato's upset for some reason. I didn't see that.
Maybe there's something in the water. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. There's a shark in the water, though.
All right, Kato, can I start with the topic, please?
All right, go right on ahead, Hot Rod.
We got this idea from our friend Max, who sent a picture to us. Sean, can you explain a little bit about the picture that was sent to us and why we talk about this topic tonight?
Yes, about a week and a half ago, we in our text thread, we got a picture from, I believe it was an Instagram picture, of a female. It was a Christmas themed picture, but everybody was in their pajamas. And it was of a female and I guess her husband and their son, but also another man. And there was a quote caption underneath said, "This is the way I always wanted to spend the holidays, with myself, my husband, my boyfriend, and our children in 5 years, et cetera, et cetera." So it got us to thinking, as far as this picture goes, this has to be one of the, for most people that are not into it, one of the weirder pictures that are out there. But there is a complete lifestyle that is through this. And as we talked about it in our text thread, we had back and forth conversations. Oh, the guy is a punk. He is allowing his woman to do this and allowing to do that. But as I stated to the hot rod also, there is something called polyamory, which is many loves. And there's situations where couples have boyfriends on the side in open relationships, and they're all happy. And if they want to have children with each other, then they can do that as well. The question is, and I'll ask this, I'll swing this around the hot rod, and then everybody else can answer when you want. Do you believe that an open relationship, as far as what I just described from the picture that I just described to you, is that helping or hurting relationships between males and females, or is it making everything that much more complicated? I'll throw with the hot rod first, and then you can answer it, and then you can swing it around.
Okay. Open relationships, if I just take the answer between yes and no, yes, it does work, whether it's positive or negative. Whether it's for, because I know you guys are going to be saying, well, it depends on the people, on the couples and the rules, blah, 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 blah. No. It does work. If it works, it works. But if it doesn't work, you see why it doesn't work for you. And the reason, open relationships for male and female is completely different. And I know a teacher will agree on that. The same reason why men and females cheat are different reasons. I believe on that too. But it's funny that you say that, Sean, because I was read. On the train today, I was reading some articles about open relationships, and a guy next to me is looking over like, excuse me, sir, not to be nosy, but are you into an open relationship now? I'm like, with you? No. But over that, I was find that weird that a guy come back to me about open relationship. But I'm like, oh, no, I'm just doing some research right now. And he's like, you know what? Most guys do think about open relationship as a form of cheating without cheating. You understand that concept?
Yeah.
Like, most guys would love to have menage a trois, multiple women here and there, especially young guys. Old guys like me, like, one woman, I'm good. I don't need no more than that. But other than that, so you figure, as a guy way of having more females than one, let me have an open relationship. And so I could have Tisha, Sean, Anitra, and all these guys and not getting into quote-unquote trouble. That's a, unfortunately the guy's mindset of things. Females are a little bit different. Tisha?
I would say females are different because in a female sense, from a friend that I know, her form of open relationship wasn't having sex with the other guy. It was more of going out, enjoying herself. But I'm thinking, okay, you have a husband as well. So why would you need to do all of that instead of, like, focusing on your relationship? So to me, to each his own, if that's what you enjoy, that's your business. That doesn't affect me. But I think that sometimes open relationships may get complicated. The other person might catch feelings and so forth. So I really don't know. I haven't been in one, so I don't know. But I'm just speaking in, you know, to the topic.
Well, I'm in an open relationship right now between me, Sean, and my baby mama drama. And there's no friction between us.
Speak for yourself. I'm not getting anywhere near that one.
I'm just saying, you know. It's just like when people hear open relationship, like that picture alone, I think what brought our attention, like, okay, yes, to each his own, but why put your information of an open relationship like that on public and social media, knowing that, once again, we discussed it a million times on the show, how rude, how cruel, and how sensitive the internet is. Like, you could post anything, you will get people will criticize you and judge you to the fullest. And
once again, it's also the era. It's the era, Rodney. It's also the era that we're living in. Everything is posted for some people.
Yep.
It's just posting anything and everything on there. I don't know. Do you need that much attention? Because open relationships have been going on for decades. So this is nothing new.
Sure.
But with them posting it and putting it out there like that, to some people it may look like something new, something entertaining. Then it sets a trend.
No, I agree. The open relationship is nothing new. But like I told Sean earlier, the way we dated back then is way completely different from now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, us back then, I consider us, we all have problems. No, I don't care what anybody says. Every relationship has problems. But
mm-hmm.
we was not out in the open. If I have a problem with my girlfriend, I'll talk to Tisha, I'll talk to Sean about it. I'm not, like Cato will always say, run to social media and have the whole world know about your problem. So
exactly.
Tisha, Sean, Anitra
mm-hmm.
could judge you on social media.
Yeah.
You know, and the dating scene is completely different. Like, people today, from what I heard, don't date anymore. They're going out, hanging out. Like, I will hang out with Tisha, get to know each other. We do our thing, have our fun, but we're not in a relationship.
So it's just one night stands going around.
That's pretty much all of that. It's
there seems to also be an inherent safety. It's kind of like, as I had a conversation with a friend of mine some time ago, this sounds like the Jerry Springer effect, where you feel safer going on a talk show and letting everybody know your business than
mm-hmm.
discussing it in private for fear of consequences happening that wouldn't happen if other people knew about it. So where people would leave like a digital trail of certain things that they do, it's as part of the whole social media thing, where they go online and they let everybody know exactly what they're doing as far as their lifestyle and what they're doing, what they're eating for breakfast, et cetera, et cetera. And then they want to get the reaction to other people only if it's a positive reaction. If it's a negative reaction, as long as people are not brutal and very blunt about it, then they have no problem. But you're going to, as you talked about, as we said before, there was a child in this picture. Knowing what the subject matter is, to put that up for debate among people on social media in 2018, you know what kind of comments are going to happen if this picture
mm-hmm.
is not kept private, or you don't have the right mature attitude to discuss this kind of topic with that picture, what would happen?
Right. Right.
Okay, to K-Dog, do you believe in open relationships?
Well, it all depends because, you know, there's different forms of open relationships. Like Tisha just said, you know, you're free to go out with whoever you want. But also there's also the sexual part of the relationship that's just crazy. You know, different strokes for different folks. I mean, do I personally believe in open relationships? To be honest, nope. I mean, it all depends. Like, if you're into that, then that's just you, because there's a lot of consequences that comes with open relationships. Because let's just say, okay, you're in a relationship with somebody and you're free to go out with someone else. You know, you're free to do whatever you want with someone else. That could put you in a predicament that you don't want to be in, because people catch feelings. You know, we're all human beings. People catch feelings, and next thing you know, it becomes a complicated mess.
Yeah, but people catch feelings for like different reasons. Like, if Tisha's going out with, if she's married, but she's going out with someone else, it's for different reasons. Like, you know what she sees in one guy, she does not see in her marriage right now. Maybe
Right. Can
she use some of that positive from the open relationship to bring back to the marriage? Because I have read, and something that told me, in open relationships, you know, yes, it has gone disaster, but help bring them a little bit closer with their partner. So the whole point of open relationship is to explore what's out there. Right?
No, it is to explore. You know what? It is to explore what's out there. But at the same time, like I'm saying, there's consequences to deal with during that. You understand? It's like you're married and you're with the next woman, and it's either that whole, you know, the song "Me and Mrs. Joan" effect that goes on, and or that loving you is wrong is, you know, I don't want to be right thing that goes on, because all of a sudden it's like, you know, you're married, but you're falling for the next person, and that causes complications right there. It could spell disaster, if you know what I mean. I'm not trying to be moral or anything, but I'm just telling the reality of it. You understand?
And also with that, like, all parties have to be also mature about it.
Because you might have a knock on
your hand if you say, listen, this isn't working out.
Right.
You say mature.
And I'm glad you said that, Tisha, because there are some people out there that are very, they say they're mature, but then after, they don't understand what it is. Like, okay,
mm-hmm.
You're in an open relationship. It is what it is, okay? You got to accept it. But for some people, it's like, that person has something that they've never had before, and next thing you know, it's like, it becomes, like you said, a stalker. Someone could easily get stalked because they're like, oh, aren't you going to leave that person for me or whatnot? You know, I'm giving you all of this, and you're going to go back to that person that gave you nothing? You know, stuff like that. That drama happens, and it's happened in real life, and it does happen on and they bring it to social media.
Tango's talking from experience, I'm guessing, right now.
Nah, not really. I ain't never been in that predicament. I ain't never know real life fatal attraction.
But Tisha, do you believe there should be a certain amount of rules set for in an open relationship? Like the don't ask, don't tell, or, you know, you only could date people.
I honestly don't know, because same thing here. I have not ever been in that position. That's not my style of doing things, so I can't even answer your question, Rodney.
But no,
I really can't.
Why you don't see yourself in an open relationship? Is it that you born and believe in one?
I'll tell you why. Because my whole thing is like loyalty, morals, respect. I guess I'm boring and traditional, if you want to call it that. But that's just me. So I see it like if I'm not happy, then I don't really need to be with you. I don't need to have to feel like I need to cheat on you. From the minute I feel like I need to go cheat on you or something, then we just don't need to be together. Or maybe we need to separate. It takes a long space. I don't know. We might as well just be single.
Okay.
And then
there are some people
that are just not meant to be in a relationship, in a monogamous relationship with
right.
one person.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
there are some people that are just wired in a way where they either get completely bored. I think humans in general
yes.
are probably at their root very, very non-monogamous. And a
yeah.
lot of people are, for the most part, taught in a relationship or what to do in a relationship when it comes to male, female, female, male, or whatever is the case, those roles, those are taught through their parents, what they see with their parents, maybe what they see with their siblings, television, et cetera. And you have to have the temperament, but also getting on as you get older and you realize what you want. There's nothing wrong with experimentation if you're trying to figure out who you are, what you are attracted to, and what you're looking for in a relationship, or even if you're looking for a relationship. You have to also be able to communicate that to the person you're with, because above all else, it is cheating if the person that you're with doesn't agree with or know without fail that this is what we're going to be doing. Do you have any hang-ups? There can't be anything left unsaid. You have to communicate that from the beginning, because if there is no communication and anything is left by chance,
it's
you're going
disaster.
To have issues.
Okay, but Sean, I do agree. We all agree communication is always a key and a factor. But what happens when communication or too much communication is a problem, when both parties keep fighting and keep clicking or bumping heads over communication? If one person do not want to listen to the other person, you know, I'm trying to tell you the truth, Sean, but you cannot handle the truth or you don't want to be bothered. How can you work on that problem, you think?
Well, the one thing is you have to know exactly what you're looking for. If you're in a relationship, what are you looking for out of that relationship? And how does that relate to your own needs and wants when you're looking going forward? There are people that are looking for companionship. People are looking just for sex. Some people are looking for the commitment of long-term sharing, maybe want to have children settle down. Some people are looking for bits and pieces of all of that and all of the above. Some people are just looking for just to be with someone else so that they're not alone. So you have to reconcile and learn that. And the only way you can learn that is through communication. And if you don't have that communication in general, then you're going to stumble around. And we have what we see on TV where you hear about the guy that thought his girlfriend was supposed to be his and found her sleeping with somebody else, and he went with the shotgun and burned the house down. And you hear those kinds of stories because it happens a lot in this country that we hear about in the news. Emotional relationships, feelings, when it comes to couples and relationships, can be the burden of every human if they don't necessarily want it. And that, I think, is the problem. If you're not ready for it,
get into it. Because
And that's where that communication comes in. You have to lay down that foundation of the communication
but communicate that.
Because, you know, with communication, you're getting to know the person. But even with communication, you're taking the risk, because the person that you're talking to, and that person could be kicking game, whether it is female or male, and they'll tell you all this. They'll tell you all this stuff, and who they say they are, once you get into the relationship, is not who they say they are. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they're not keeping it real, 100% with who they really are. You know, they'll just try to smooth talk you, and you're like, ooh, you know, you're falling for this person. Next thing you know, when you get into the relationship with the person, you're like, damn, what the hell did I get myself into?
How many times have you heard people in relationships say that, you know, well, I didn't know. It just caught me by surprise. I was just blindsided.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
it happened.
Sean Black, Mike, our friend Mike from college, said that you should run for president for 2020 because you're full of it. thank you, Mike, for listening right now. But let's take it up a notch about open relationships. I'm going to say, Tisha and Sean and K-Dog, your partner wants to be open with another relationship, wants to be in an open relationship, but with the same sex. In other words, Tisha, your boyfriend or husband wants to have sex or be in a relationship with another guy, and vice versa for you guys. How do you feel about that overall? Do you think that's taking up the open relationship to a whole different level?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, I'm going to say to him, husband, boyfriend, whatever the case may be. Hi, but here are the divorce papers, and I'm happy for you that you found something that you really love other than me. Thank you. Bye.
Tell them how you really feel.
That's how I really feel.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for sharing that with me. I'm so happy for you, though. I'm
thank
very
you.
Happy.
See you. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, Sean?
That's definitely difficult. If you are in a relationship and you feel you need to bring in somebody else, and you're curious about bringing in somebody of the same sex, that further complicates things. As I stated earlier, there has to be communication involved. And the saddest part about this is in the society we live in now is that nobody wants to be quote-unquote demonized if they feel that they want to experiment, but they either are not ready to come out. Let's say that they're curious about something of the same sex because they have a curiosity, but yet they are not quote-unquote gay or lesbian or whatever the label that you think they would want to be attached to.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always that experimentation. Let's swing. Let's go to the swinger party and let's go and male, female, whatever is the case. The emotions are going to be complicated if it's a relationship anyway, and this is the reason why you have to communicate. I can't stress that anymore.
Well, before I go to you, K-Dog, you say emotion, but what happens if you come with an open mind? I mean, there's a lot of couples today that are very open-minded about this thing. So,
this is the thing. If you are curious about that, if you are of the mindset that you are open sexually to doing different things, you want to go, you know, let's go to the beach and let's have a bunch of friends and let's have an orgy, or let's go and male, female, male, have a threesome somewhere on a trip and let's not speak of it with anyone else. If you're going to do that, you have to understand, especially when it comes to a relationship, the unforeseen consequences of emotions that get involved. Because there are opportunities where what happens if, let's say, it's just a fling, quote-unquote, and then the emotions get involved. So then you being the male that suggested your wife or your girlfriend have another female involved, then she starts to get feelings for this person. Then you have to deal with that blowback. Then you have to also worry about, well, is she going to leave me for this person? Are you going to have trust after you've already established that we're going to have an open relationship but do it once? Then you have to worry about, okay, is he going to get jealous? Is she going to be jealous? Are you going to think that every time she's on the phone, she's talking with somebody else that's not the person you asked for?
Mm-hmm.
And that is the problem with these kinds of relationships, especially if you're not, one, prepared emotionally for it, and number two, there's no communication involved of what's going to happen if. Because you have to go through all of the potential pitfalls that can happen, because it's just a relationship in general. If you were talking just in relationships, there's a bunch of obstacles you have to deal with. You throw in another person, and it's supposed to be an open relationship, you're looking at a brand new set of headaches.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about headaches, you know who you guys are, definitely my headaches. But besides that, K-Dog, since you seem so angry tonight, when you have a menage a trois with two females, and let's say your partner was interested in having more menage a trois, like basically she fell in love with a female, will you be very upset or will you regret everything, like knowing that something like this type of situation might happen? Like going that, because every man's fantasy, or almost every man's fantasy, is having a menage a trois with two girls.
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna be openly honest about it. Listen, look, there's nothing more finer than to see two women get it on. But that's another story. Now, with this case, it will cause more confusion and more trouble, because I'm with a female and she's going to be into another female. That causes a problem, because I'm going to be like, oh, wow, so I don't matter no more. You know, I might as well head out the door then.
Well, because he didn't do his job right, Kato. Maybe that's why you're out the door. You never know.
But I'm just saying, if that's what she wants, I'm like, yo, if you're into females, I mean, hey, that's you. You understand what I'm saying? That's you.
That taps into the fear that most men, the reason why you hear mostly from the male side having the problem is that this, that scenario potentially taps into the hidden fear that a lot of men have, that the woman that they love is going to leave them for another woman, in the sense that who knows a woman better than a woman? That
exactly.
This woman who the male is in a relationship and is with another female, is that a female may, this is a lot of that hidden bravado that a lot of males have that they either don't admit to or want to have this macho thought process, that they're afraid that at some point they go ahead with this woman and they have their fun, et cetera, that after that one sling is over, that woman is going to take my woman and treat her better than I ever could.
Yep.
Okay.
But don't almost all of you guys go in with that? I mean, don't you know that that's a high, like 99% of the time that can happen?
Yeah,
you don't go in there thinking that and knowing that?
Especially now these days, listen, the whole thing about relationships, and I didn't mean to say this earlier, it has changed dramatically. And Sean, I'm so glad you and T and Ronnie were talking about communication. What communication is there these days? Everybody's texting on their phones.
Hold
Everybody's
on.
Going
I,
on their social
on,
media.
Kato, I have another caller, 551-69.
Yeah.
You on the air?
Hello, boys.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hey, what's
oh,
up,
gosh.
Lisa? What's going on?
How
what's
are
up?
You, sir?
Talk about
what
relationship.
Okay. Hey, listen, you guys haven't heard from me in months and have seen me in, like, years. So I'm going to make
exactly.
this pretty easy.
Oh, that's what you mean, easy. I got pregnant.
No, oh, come
okay,
on, Tamika, let it out.
Hey, very easy.
All right, so
let
you
out.
Should never
overall.
Get involved with a menage a trois because someone always
no,
gets
but,
pissed off.
But do you think, why do you think, relationship, open relationship work or does it work?
At this, listen, the older we get, I found the more we want to explore. So let's have at it, you know. Our generation has become more open over these past few decades. A freaking menage a trois is nothing. Dude, pain and pleasure go so well hand in hand. It's ridiculous.
Oh, so I'm assuming you saw the movie 50 Shades Dark or Free, whatever the movie is. That type of thing.
Okay, number one, no. Seen the movie. Movie was garbage. That's not even why.
Amen.
My point is this. The older women get, you guys, I'm sorry, you guys are kind of wussies as you guys get older. Because there's very few guys that will admit to the fact that they like a finger up their ass. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Wasn't wrong.
whoa.
I'm sorry.
Time out. You won't bring it. Okay.
I'm
all right,
sorry.
Mika.
I
do
I'm,
not.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on. Oh, I forgot. This is a family show. So I'm sorry to think the A word.
No, I don't care about
that. It's 11:18
at night.
With a hot rod hosting the show and you're worried about the family show?
But Mika,
I
do not
try.
Want a
Listen.
Finger up my ass. I'm sorry. No.
But
no.
You,
delete.
See, but
delete.
You know what?
Delete.
But you know what? There are guys that are into that. There are guys
yes.
that. But you know what? But you know how it happens? It's because a woman has brought him into that.
Mm.
They'll be hot and heavy. There'll be some crazy. She'll be a squirter. Like it'll be some real crazy stuff. She'll just.
let Tamika tell it. Please let Tamika tell it.
Yeah, Tamika, tell it, please.
Listen to me.
This is crazy.
Well, listen to me. Yo, it'll be hot and heavy. They'll be all up in it, and she'll just slide it in real fast. Bow. He's like, oh, wait. He'll be into it. There are a lot of. See, you know what? The problem is guys don't want to admit to that, but it's the truth. Guys
mm-hmm.
are. Listen, mm-hmm. we know guys that don't mind a little vibration up their ass. This is why they don't mind a little rabbit. You think
Damn.
I'm joking? This is the reality.
Okay. But this is a real thought process that a lot of guys will not talk about. because
exactly.
of that macho stuff mm-hmm. that I brought up earlier.
Yeah, the man.
Sean is the only one that understands what I'm talking about. Sure.
No,
but
you know what?
Hold on, Kato. Kato, this is my show. Let me speak. Thank you so much, bro. Because I stick it to Sean's ass for the last 20 years, so he knows how it is.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, come on, Rodney.
Really?
But serious question, Mika. For the guys that like vibrations, all that stuff, does that make them curious or closer to gay? Because my guys would say, that's gay. If you stick a vibrator up my anal area or finger.
Okay, you know what? And this is the truth. They just want pleasure. I put it to you like this, and a very, very sweet friend of mine put this to me the other night, and he wasn't wrong. Shut up. I have friends that are guys that I haven't banged in a decade. Anyway. So we were talking. Listen to this. So here's the scenario. Blindfold on. You're tied up. You're getting the best fucking head of your life. Okay?
Yes.
Right when you're about to just let it rip, they take the blindfold off. And for us women, it's a chick. For the dudes, it's a dude. What do you do at that moment?
K-Dog, go ahead. You like to talk? Go ahead, K-Dog. Answer that.
I want to hear it. I ain't never been in that predicament before, and I doubt I ever will.
Yeah.
You never know. Listen, the point is this. Before they took off the blindfold, you were in freaking heaven. You didn't care. You had no senses other than what you were feeling.
Right.
And all of a sudden, right in the middle, they rip that shit off. It's a dude. What do you do?
I'm going to kill him. They'd have to send me to jail.
No, but let's be serious.
For that brief moment, it don't matter because you are in freaking heaven. So it goes to prove a simple thing like this. It don't matter who's giving it to you as long as you're getting it. And you enjoying it.
Mm.
And that's
go
not
ahead,
about
Sean.
That's the whole open relationship thought process.
I also think that it's also part of the mind as well. Because the thing that you brought up, Mika, is that the person's blindfolded. So
mm-hmm.
that gives that person the chance to keep their eyes closed and whatever fantasies are rolling in their head at the time that that's happening. They get to sink into that fantasy and sink into that whole entire deal and tap into the mental part of it. And if there's any emotional tie into it, they can tap into that as well and enjoy whatever they're doing. But a lot of people probably don't get to that situation in many instances because they're probably either not open to it, thinking that, well, I might be gay, or I might be this, or I might be that. And a lot of people...
I'm sorry. You're going to raise questions. You're going to have questions about your sexuality when stuff like that
happens.
You know, even
though
whether it's good
question.
Or not, you're going to have questions. And you're going to have doubts in yourself. I'm just saying that
overall. How are you having doubts in yourself? Because at the end of the day, you're fucking getting joy. You're getting pleasure. Listen, there are so many things in this world we get to enjoy, fully enjoy. Why is it that sex can't be one of those things? Why? If you could explain that to me, I would almost actually bow down to you, Rodney.
Oh, God.
And
you know,
oh, wow.
I go do my research right
now.
I'd
have to take a picture of this.
This is a Kodak moment.
Okay, but Mika, why do you think overall couples are more into an open relationship now? Is that people don't have no patience no more, or people just want to try different things, nonstop. Like I told the guys earlier, dating back then, our age is way different now. You know?
Listen,
now
people are letting go. You have to understand, there is no more a taboo on any of this. There was taboo years ago. Now people are trying to get into any relationship they can, open, closed. Like people are just bang buddies. They don't see nobody else. But they just hook up.
Like we said earlier.
But get friends
like
with benefits. No, this isn't even friends with benefits. This isn't a thought. This is just that, I'm free for about an hour.
No strings attached.
beyond those strings. This is some real just emotionless shit. This is just a straight physical attraction.
Yeah, but because so many people have been through so many bad relationships, they come to the point like, you know what, let me just bang Mika, Tisha, everybody, and just get out the way and just be happy and be me.
And some people actually think that way.
So with all of that said, why are you surprised that, like, no one should be surprised at this point, at this moment, that open relationships being exposed more. It's not that they haven't been going on in this great magnitude. It's more along the lines of now that taboo, that stigma is no longer attached. So therefore, guess what? They're experiencing it more. They're enjoying it more. More people, listen, there are so many more people into this than the masses would believe.
Of course.
This is one of those.
Tisha and Mika, as mothers, how can you explain open relationship to your young kids today?
I don't have, I have one left that's young.
Mm-hmm.
But he's an old soul.
Yeah, but if they see you in an open relationship right now, but mommy, what about daddy and so and so? How can you explain that to them?
Well, number one, they see daddy. Go. It's your weekend. Bye. Poof. Mommy needs her mommy juice and a freaking good book. Leave me alone. Listen, don't get it twisted. I love my kids, but I also love my little me time.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't have that issue. Sorry. It took a long time, but it's there. But, I mean, for me personally, I don't let my kids see more than they need to. For anybody else, for people that don't have kids, listen, you're going to do what you're going to do. It's just,
So enjoy your life, smoke, drink, party, screw, whoever you want.
Drink and be merry.
Listen, as long as you keep your priorities in check, do what you want. As long as you don't hurt nobody, do what you want. Don't do nothing evil.
Be
as open as possible. Like Sean said, communication is key. It is.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what kind of relationship you have, whether it's a freaking S&M freaking relationship, whether it's freaking vanilla as hell. Y'all don't understand that. It is what it is.
No, you're right about that.
I understood exactly what I was talking about. But listen, at the end of the day, this is what it is, you know? Open relationships, they're more common than you think. Don't be fooled. Stop believing the hype.
Okay, we got 2 minutes
And if you happen to be in one, fucking, dude, I wish I were you.
Power to you.
Ass that is.
Rock on.
But Mika, do you still believe in Valentine's Day and all that other nonsense?
I believe in my bottle of booze, which I will be getting for myself.
That's right.
And me binge watching Altered Carbon on Netflix. That is my balance.
I heard that's a good show.
No, I heard about it. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, it is freaking ridiculous. You've got to
see it. That
show is
crazy.
It's freaking nuts. It's nuts. Okay.
You know what I'm going to be watching? I'm going to be watching Shameless.
Really?
Okay.
Which one? Wait, which one? American or UK?
No, I watched the American one, man. I got to see the UK one. I heard it's off the hook.
Oh, Hulu. You guys going to have that conversation privately on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, we're
going
to have to get off the air for that.
But Sean, what's your final thought about open relationships? We got a minute and a half left.
I'll give you the Cliff Notes version. Whatever makes you happy, as long as you communicate and you know what you want, then have as much fun as possible without hurting anyone in the process. That's really what it boils down to.
Okay, and Mika and Tisha, thank you so much. And don't worry, I will buy you a candy that's 35% off on Thursday for you guys.
That's okay. I'm waiting for mine. Thank you.
I do like sweet tarts, by the way.
See, that's the thing. Despite if I buy the candy on sale, people are still not going to say no. That's the one thing I do like, you know.
You
are
lying,
they get it,
because I will take sweets every day.
Oh, I bet you do. Well, we're in the open relationship.
Please, I'm giving
out
candies to everybody, man. I don't care.
Oh, the only candy Kato is giving is Chocolate Thunder. Hello.
Don't forget, I'm available for St. Patty's, by the way.
Well, Sean Black, K-Dog, Tisha, Mika, happy Valentine's Day to you and yours.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
And thank you.
Thank you for celebrating our 150th episode, because
Woo-hoo!
It's hard to believe we've been
Rock
doing
on.
It that
Are
many
you serious?
Episodes.
Oh,
yes.
Mommy.
150th episode.
But why Cato
nice. Congratulations, guys.
Valentine's Day. Thank you. Why Cato still upset about Valentine's Day?
Oh, Lord.
Huh?
That's okay. Oh, when the actual day comes, he'll have a smile on his face. Right, Cato?
Oh, please.
What are the now, hold on. Overtime. Let's go ahead. Let's go.
Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night, dog.
Good night, everybody.
Yes, the pleasure was all yours.
Hey, dog.
Pleasure was all yours.
Bye, Mika.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Night, everybody.